Good morning. Today is Monday, December the 26th. Hope everybody had an enjoyable Christmas. Now we're focusing straight ahead towards New Year's. Joining us this morning, Rob Barkley. Good morning, sir.
Hi, Brian. Did you have a good Christmas?
You know, everybody's around, so yeah.
Yep, you bet.
That's, yeah, it's that's beyond the way that. We are. And the tree didn't fall over or burn up.
Yeah. Yeah. We didn't get robbed.
Yeah. What are you talking about? Your family gets robbed every day.
We really do. And then
that
my
would be
wife,
a reference to your name, sir.
I know. Don't, that, okay. No, then my wife shares.
Yes. Okay. Good.
Rob and share.
Okay. Yeah. Good. Yeah. And they say that Robin Hood was false.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Enough of the bad puns. You got a quote there?
By Georges Braque. Truth exists, only falsehood has to be invented.
That's Boy, it would be kind of redundant to say, ain't that the truth?
Yeah.
Ain't that the truth?
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, boy. Hey, what are you going to think about 2016? Yeah, if we're staring firmly in the rearview mirror, like most do, what's 2016?
The rise of the silent majority, be it in Britain, be it in the United States, be it Italy, and hopefully the death of too much global trade. Too much right became wrong.
The international trade thing is going to be something that I think is going to be really intriguing because it is changing. If nothing else, China's reaction is enough to indicate something's different. You know, we may not be sophisticated enough to know. Something's different, though, because things are changing a little bit.
It has stirred it up, hasn't it? It's the Russian thing, I mean, that was much ado about nothing. This what we really saw in the Electoral College controversy was a death rattle of the left. It was an embarrassment, and we as Americans should have all been horrified by that.
Something that I think is kind of intriguing because it was on the table and being discussed. I think the Electoral College now is stronger conceptually than what it was 4 years ago, 8 years ago, 10 years ago, back until maybe the mid-1800s, because we understand now, and particularly with a bias to the against the Midwest states.
The genius of the Electoral College had to be described to people. And you're right. The Midwest and other states have a voice. And for a long time, it was the coasts are pretty interesting places. They're pretty self-satisfied. And they really don't tolerate other ideas very well. And they become echo chambers. And so it's been an interesting process.
Yeah, it is just kind of an intriguing concept for me to see that play out. And to really understand that, you know, there's a thin line between democracy and mob rule and anarchy. And this is a nice balancing lever that the forefathers put in place so that it wasn't pick on the minorities, whatever the minority might happen to have been. You know, it doesn't obviously have to be racial. And that this baked it into the system.
Yeah, it was the genius of representation of everybody. Because pure democracy becomes mob rule, like you said. And I guess as a broadcaster, you ought to feel gratified about the whole thing.
So we'll talk about the FCC change in a sec. KINS News and Information Times, 8:19.
You've never heard us before because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:23. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Rob Arkley. Rob, one of the things that the new year certainly presents are change, whether it's change local, national, business, political. But one of the things that I think has really been highlighted, in addition to the Electoral College and now the transparency of the national news media, is the judicial appointments, judicial branch, the influence that the Supreme Court, state Supreme Courts, federal courts have. We've battled with the San Francisco court for a long time with some of the goofy related to the environmental industry.
We sure have.
Okay. And some of the stuff that plays out throughout the country. Do you sense that there's going to be a huge change in judicial determinations after the appointments go through under the Trump presidency, or do you think it's just going to be little baby steps and it'll be a gradual, kind of like when you appoint Roberts to the Supreme Court and he then is independent and things change?
You have two different presidents, really three. Obama wasted his whole first 2 years getting health care done. But what you're going to see in the judiciary, as throughout the whole Trump presidency, is they're going to get out of the box at warp speed, and they're going to make changes at paces that bureaucrats and the establishment don't like. So I think you're going to see, there are right now 99 spots vacant in the federal court, of which a fair number are called quote-unquote emergency vacancies, so they need to be filled. I believe those will be filled quickly, and the Supreme Court justices have been identified, the nominees have been identified, and I think it's going to be aggressive on the judges, even including the Supreme Court. They're going to use the nuclear option, which Harry Reid was nice enough to create, so now he gets to live with his own medicine.
In Nevada.
Yeah, hopefully.
So the emergency appointments, do those go through the normal vetting process, or is it the equivalent of a fast track?
It's not a fast track. It's the normal vetting process, but it's deemed a judicial emergency because they just aren't able to cover the caseload.
How does that play out in the confirmation process, or does it even get impacted?
It shouldn't be significantly impactful. But you're going to see conservative justices, judges. It's this election, more than anything, was about the rule of law. And
so you think Levin was on target with the constitutional?
Levin was on target with the constitutional arguments. Unfortunately, he did damage to Trump because he was such a Cruz person. And Cruz is a brilliant constitutionalist. But
is he out of the mix now?
Yes, absolutely. Either you were on the list. It was a bright line. Either you're on the list or you're not. He was not.
But Carson was.
Yes.
Because he bailed earlier?
No, because of the way the... Yeah, probably, you know what? That's right. It was timing of when they got out. But it was very important to conservatives to know who Trump had in mind and that he wouldn't vary from a list. So the list is a really, from a conservative perspective, very strong constitutionalists that believe in the originalist philosophy.
Are your spidey senses indicating that there's going to be some more names that we recognize brought up either into a cabinet position or an advisory or consultant position?
No. I think he's pretty well fleshed it out. I still would put Mitt Romney in charge of the VA. He's an organizer, and it's broken, and you would do a lot of good for a lot of Americans fixing it.
What was that whole thing with Romney? Was that to even things, square?
No, I understand.
Was he legit?
He was legitimately vetted him. There were a lot of people nervous. A lot of Trump insiders hold a great grudge against Romney because he didn't just casually go against him. He went.
No, he was lobbing big boy hand grenades.
Yeah, no, those were big boys, same as Kasich. And so it was a nasty process.
But he still brought him back in, at least serious consideration.
He was. And my understanding is that Rex Tillerson they just, two deal makers like each other. There was a chemistry with them.
So it was a personal reaction.
It was visceral.
Okay. Is he a good guy?
I don't know anything about him.
You must have heard about him a little bit.
Never. I mean, really? You don't deal with oil gods, and at least I haven't. And so certainly Exxon makes a lot of money. They're international as can be. He did go into Russia, and I think the only way you do deals with Putin are on a relationship. That's my strike on Putin, is he's a relationship guy. He didn't like Obama and he didn't like Hillary, but I think he understands.
Well, at least he didn't bring the guns out.
No, not yet.
God, I mean, it's got to be a challenge when you're in that kind of situation, if you don't have the international background, to understand the various cultural nuances or significant differences.
Well, I think a guy like Trump is going to be refreshing to all of us Americans. No, the layers are going to dissolve rather quickly, and we're going to see unambiguous, unnuanced approach to things, which will be nice.
It is intriguing to see how his popularity rate is starting to climb out of the chute before he's done anything other than the little bit that he's done.
Yeah, but please, God, don't give him a Nobel Peace Prize.
No, I don't think that belongs to any politician.
No. Well, Obama got one,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, well, so did Jimmy and a bunch of the others,
yeah,
too. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:30.
We do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Rob Arkley. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting, Redeck, and by the Salvation Army. Rob, the stock market in the past has been used as a kind of a financial business barometer. Okay. Hedging future with what's known today.
Yes.
So the surprise kind of gets a little attention, like Trump winning for the first, was it 6 or 7 hours?
Yep.
Things went crazy, and then they get back to normal, and then it went positive. Is there any benefit, any psychological achievement associated with crossing and holding 20,000, or the Fed raising its rates so that that starts to get back into the range of normal?
Well, I'm hearing rumblings that the Trump people are quite concerned that the Fed's going to raise rates as quickly as there is growth as a political weapon as much as anything, because higher rates do constitute a danger to the economy somewhat.
But the way it plays out in the media is the economy is so healthy it can afford this hit.
That's not the narrative. The narrative is interest rates have gone up, so it's more difficult for the normal person to buy a house. This is the fourth interest rate increase during President Obama's term. the affordability
it plays out the same. I mean, the impact of the individual is the same.
Same dollars and cents, but the narrative will be a different narrative. I mean, yeah, well, no, Yellen is inherently quite political. And
how long now? It's also custom
two more years
for him to offer a resignation note, too.
She won't do that,
but
the Fed is just a mess. But I wrote my friend at Goldman Sachs, one of them, and I said, the day after the election, I said, get ready. The economy is going to fly. And he said, no, I think the market's going to crater. And I said, no, the economy's about emotion. The debt markets are about your brain. And the emotion of this is going to be good.
What about the governors that make up the board? Are those also at will for the new president to appoint, or do they have terms also?
I don't know. The Fed, no, I don't know how the Fed operates exactly. I really don't, and I should. I think they're elected by each district, the Fed districts, and then the new head of the New York Fed is head of the Fed. I think that's the way it's the most powerful, truly unelected body. And what people think it's part of the government. It's not part of the government. The Fed's independent, sort of. I'm pretty skeptical.
Yeah, I sense that. what about some of the other commissions and committees that are out there that do have influence on the day-to-day? California elected, along with a number of others, to legalize marijuana for recreational. Okay. Well, we still have got the battles with the banks and the financial institutions that can't bank it.
Right.
And we've got, you know, some of us that are second level that can't advertise or, for us, but can't process or be associated with because of federal regulatory standards. Is that going to change? I mean, certainly Sessions is not a fan of this one particular one, but I'd like to think that there would be some sanity brought in as things are changing throughout the country.
I don't know. Sessions does not seem like the most sympathetic person to the marijuana issue. He is probably, for our local economy, a godsend. That would be my, even though it's legalized, it's not legal, and it's not someone, I think he's pretty strict on the rule of law. That would be my reaction.
If we played it civil rights instead of marijuana, and a certain number of states had passed, would he go for it? Not because he's Alabama, but because he's who he is. Would he recognize that there is a trend nationally and try to get in front of it? Or is he one to throw fingers and fists and arms in the dike and try to plug it?
Sessions is not going to make law. He's an originalist, and he believes in a process. The legislative process is my opinion. And he's going to say, right now I have this law. I'm not going to selectively apply laws. We can't do it. The rule of law's got to be consistent. That's what separates us from the rest of the world, for that matter. And so I don't see Sessions. I think he'll apply the laws. And
so once it hits enough for, 37 states? Isn't that what you need for an amendment?
Could be.
Once it hits 37, 38 states for recreational or medicinal, then that'll be the trigger, and then you think he would kick it over, or do you think he's one of those guys?
No, I don't think he can do that. I think he views that there's a federal law on the books that declares it illegal. If you want it to be legal, okay, guys, vote on it. Tell me it's legal. Make a law, and I'll apply that law. But don't ask me to look the other way, which is what...
He's not interpretive.
I don't think so at all.
Well, the judicial appointments made have any interpretive...
They better not.
...significant change. I mean, we go back and we remember the Rose Byrd Court in California.
Yeah.
And how that...
And that's where we were headed. I mean, Sotomayor is an absolute, activist under Rose Byrd-like standards.
KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:41. We'll be back with more from Rob Barkley.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:46. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Rob Barkley. Rob, healthcare is one of those first things that President-elect Trump has talked about getting into, whether it's repealing it all, fine-tuning it, whatever it is. Does he have the horses in place now to jump into that and take care of it, adjusting it, making it to achieve whatever the goals are in an easy, equitable way, or is this blowing it all up and starting all over again and really having the cataclysmic components to a significant change?
My understanding, and it's just gossip, is that he has a plan and it's going to be drastic and it's going to be quick. People, it will not create the revolution that Obamacare did, except for the Democrats.
So this is within the 100 days?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I think it's number
one. You think by Super Bowl?
No, but...
Yeah, that's pretty tight.
That's really tight. But he's going to do some executive orders that I think pave the way.
You mentioned executive orders. That's been a trend in the last 4 years.
These imperial presidencies are terrible, and I don't want Trump to create new executive orders. I want him to use the legislative process, but repeal these damn executive orders.
Cultural changes. We certainly seem to be sensing a solidification of camps in the cultural arena. More of that with Trump, or do you think there's a chance of bringing things together?
Actually, I think he stands a great chance to be really great, but it depends on how the press... whether they really want to just tear the country apart. Trump is what Trump is. And you have a generation of fairly young kids that are pretty liberal, but I don't know how liberal they are.
Well, Bernie wasn't getting a lot of oldsters. It was more youngsters.
No, you're right. You're right. And Hillary didn't inspire.
So the socialist movement, I guess, is the way to say it, if Sanders was in front. Is that something that's always been there and tapped into, or was it a frustration, do you sense, with some of the research that you were familiar with, that I don't like A, I don't like B, let's go with C? And it didn't matter what C was, it was different.
No, I think there's always been a socialist movement. And I think it's there's not a success story anywhere to be seen of socialism. I cannot identify one. But that doesn't mean it's gone away. There are people like Obama still believe deeply that, like, Cuba wasn't all that bad. Well, I guess if you walk around like a zombie, don't have a job, and live on $2 a month, it's probably great.
Do you think the Cuban story is going to be told now that Fidel Castro died?
No.
You think it's always just going to continue to be?
I think they're too invested in their narrative.
His brother? The structure that's in place?
Because certainly structure. I don't think the brother is particularly relevant. It's the structure that's in place, and there doesn't appear to be a good, clean mechanism like the Berlin Wall. You got to tear it down. It's hard to say.
Building a land bridge.
Yeah.
Extending A1.
It's a long bridge. What is it, 90 miles?
Yeah.
That's a tricky bridge.
Yeah. Well, it will be interesting to see how that plays in 17, what does come of it, as there's more exposure of this.
Yeah, country. Humboldt County is going to fly in 17. It's going to be great. There are a lot of positive things.
Oh, well, from your lips to God, yeah.
No, these young entrepreneurs are butting up. poor adjective.
Very cool. Well, let's don't get too many of us old guys, though, either.
No.
Yeah, we don't want to be on the wayside at the end of the year.
No way.
Thanks for coming by, buddy.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Happy New Year to you.
And to you and everyone in the family.
Yes, sir.
See you all tomorrow.